I want to share something private with you. Is that okay? Ruben, it's a little private, yeah? But I'm going to share it, right? Everyone wants to make their home into a miniature Beis HaMikdash, right? You want your home to be a Mishkan. You want your home to be a Mikdash. Because of that, we have a rule in my house. The first one to wake up goes straight to the garbage can. And if the garbage can isn't full, they have to take something out from, like, the garbage and put it on the floor next to the garbage can every morning. First thing, before anything else.
If it's not full?
Before you do wash your hands.
Before Bogani, that's crazy.
Okay, so that's not true, right? That's not true. I made that up. But that is the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash of Trumas Hadeshen. Yeah? In Parashat Sav, it says that the first thing the Kohanim would do every day, they would get together, and they would, originally there wasn't even a raffle for this because I was getting up that early, you know what I mean? But it became something that Kohanim really wanted to do. That was part of the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. They would, okay, so what was the Avoda? Not to clean off the Mizbeach from the ashes. It was not the mitzvah. The mitzvah was to go up to the Mizbeach, dig around, you know, find some stuff in there, take it out. That's called the Trumas Hadeshen. And you would bring it down to the bottom of the Mizbeach, put it on the floor on the east side of the ramp, and it was a miracle. It would be swallowed up by the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Trumas Hadeshen. You down with that? It's the strangest thing, right? Because on the one hand, we would understand if this was garbage disposal, so we would understand. There's some coin or whatever. Maybe it doesn't have to be a coin, because who says it's avoda? So somebody would have to clean off the Mizbeach. Yeah? But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take a little bit of it and put it next to the Mizbeach. And it was a miracle. It got swallowed up by the floor. And the real question is, why is it called Truma? How do you translate Truma? Laharim. Romamus. To elevate something. To lift something up. Yeah? A Truma means something which is like elevated. Who do you give Truma to? From the coin. It has Kedusha. A person that's not a coin is not allowed to eat it. Yeah? So why in the world would this be called Trumas Hadeshen? It's ashes, right? So the whole thing is strange from beginning to end. What is this avoda all about? Why is this the first thing of the day? It's not even a practicality because you're not even getting rid of all the ashes. And then, why is it called a truma of all things? And Rav Shamshel Versh points out from the Gemara Pesachim that it was something uniquely special and holy about it. Most things, everything else in the Beis HaMikdash. So you guys know what Me'ila is? Me'ila is the prohibition to benefit from anything that belongs to the temple. Like if you're a Achashverosh, you're not allowed to wear the big day kahuna. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to use something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That's an Isra called Me'ila. Yeah? Me'ila. Then Ayin. Me'ila. You're not allowed. So usually the rule is that once the mitzvah's been done with this item, you can no longer violate Me'ila with it. Its job is finished. That's called Nasis Mitzvaso. Its mitzvah has been performed. And you can no longer violate Me'ila by using it. You with me? It's done. It did the thing. It did its thing, and now it's like old news. Yeah. So you don't violate Me'ila. It's not true by the Trumas Hadeshen of all things. But Trumas Hadeshen, after you separate it, and that's the mitzvah, to separate it, it maintains its kedusha. What is that all about? You with me? Those are my questions. You ready? I have a thought. This is my thought. The ashes represent yesterday's Avodah Hashem. Yeah? Yesterday's Avodah Hashem. Yesterday's Avodah Hashem might have been things that were difficult. Might be things that hurt us. It could be things that we had to go through. And that was our Avodah Hashem because we had to go through it. Hashem sent it. Hashem's our personal trainer. So there might have been things we go through that were difficult. Yeah? It may even be traumatic. And those things are in front of us, ashes. And if there's too much of it, it's totally in the way of Korbanos. It's totally in the way of today's Avodah Hashem, right? How are you supposed to do Avodah Hashem when you're suffering from such a trauma? So there might be things that you have to get rid of to be able to go on. But if all you do is get rid of it, you never dealt with it. And you didn't do the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Right? It won't work, right? It won't work to just ignore the past. You have to deal with the past. Not only do you have to confront the past, you have to do Trumas Hadeshen. You have to figure out a way to elevate it and to figure out a way how it made you who you are, how it gave you sensitivities you never would have had, how it helps you to help other people, which no one else could have done had it not been for you experiencing that. So there's a truma sadeshin. Now, it could be that that truma sadeshin is a tiny bit, and the rest of it goes in the garbage because, you know, it wasn't good. And you got to get rid of it, and it goes outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it's done. That stuff gets thrown into the garbage pile outside Beis HaMikdash. But part of it, in order to be able to move on, we have to find something positive in it, whether that just means I'm able to deal, like, listen, there's real serious trauma, you know. So how to do this is not always obasha. But to be able to then elevate it and say, not only is it not hurting me, but actually, what happens to that Truma Sadesha? It gets absorbed into the Beis HaMikdash itself. It becomes part of the Beis HaMikdash. It maintains its Kiddush in and of itself, and it gets absorbed by the floor of the Mikdash. It gets absorbed. It becomes part of the holiest thing there could be, because we've taken the past and we've turned it into something that actually is how we serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And perhaps that's exactly the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshah. What do you think?
I like that.
Not wild.
That we all have something to bring to
and how to deal with the best.